Why water baptism, part 37. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, please contact us at WhatsApp 0722-367-124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za, all small letters, eh? If this is the first time that you are going to participate in the study, why water baptism, you are very, very welcome. But I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have already missed quite a bit of information. Also very, very important to subscribe to the channel to be able to receive the different notifications. There's different studies and also our TikTok messengers. To become part of the notification group, it's free. Please share this link with your friends and family and make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a writing pad ready. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the wonderful name of Yahushua. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I trust as this study this morning will be a blessing unto you. Our theme, why water baptism? Now, I'm going to read the same scripture which we started yesterday morning, because there's still a couple of things to say here. When they heard this, according to Acts 2 verse 37, and when they heard this, who's they? The bystanders. They were pricked in their hearts, or heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Now the heading here which I'm using, be immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of your sin. You can make the heading, be immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of your sin. Now first the instruction is, Peter is giving an instruction. Because verse 38 says, then Peter said unto them, repent. Now, if we don't study this first part of verse 38, where it says repent, we are missing the total balance of the scripture. Everything starts by repenting. Even in this 21st century, today. If somebody needs to be saved by the blood of Yahushua, he or she needs to repent. How do I repent? Repentance is to turn around. I'm marching in this direction most of my life, living in sin. And you will deal the word of Yahweh with me. And then I will have to repent. Repent means turn around. Make a 360 degree turn and come back to Yahushua. Repent. Repentance means to die for the things that you used to live for. Repentance means to step away from the things that bind you all your life. Repentance starts by declaring that I'm a sinner. When I try to be righteous and then try to repent, still being righteous, it won't work. I need to break in myself. I need to break up in small pieces. Not my heart, my soul's dimension. I need to declare my sins unto Yahushua. He says he's righteous and he will cast it into the sea of forgiveness. He will never think of them again. the instruction, Peter's instruction is, repent. Then Peter says unto them, repent. Now you will remember that in the course of this study, in the beginning, I told you and I explained to you that Yahushua said to Peter, I will give to you the keys of heaven. And you will use these keys to do what? To open and to lock things in heaven. And to lock and to unlock certain things on the earth. Keys. He didn't give him a bunch of keys or a ring of keys or a key. This is what Yahushua actually promised to Peter. I will give you the keys of the gospel of salvation. And when will you use these keys on earth, it can unlock blessings in heaven. And when you use the keys in heaven, you can block things on the earth. This vice, it can go forwards or backwards. It has a multitude of actions. You can lock and unlock. Now, what do I find here? Peter is the same guy that when the servant lady said to him, you are one of them, three times, he claimed that he does not know Yahushua. He actually swears, he says, I swear I do not know him. Now, this very same Peter is filled with the Ruach HaKodesh on the day of Pentecost. Who's the one of all the apostles that's standing up? Apostle Peter. Why? He has the keys of life. He's going to use the keys which Yahushua promised him. But first he had to go through trials and tribulations in order to get himself in the position where he could empty himself in Yahushua through the Ruach. And this was needs to happen to me and myself and yourself and to any sinner. We need to open unto Yahushua. We need to open our minds and your lives and your bodies, for a matter of fact. Because the Bible says he does not live in temples made by hands. He says our bodies is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. When I does this, it means my soul's dimension. So what is happening? Peter is going to use the keys here. What was the instruction that Yahushua gave unto the disciples according to Matthew 28:19? He said, go immerse, go baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, as according to the Bible. That was the instruction. But when we're going to find Peter here, I want you to remember that Peter is not compiling acknowledging the instruction Yahushua has given to them. He's speaking something totally different now. Yahushua said, go immersed in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That was an instruction unto the apostles. Now he is breaking the instruction, because listen to what he says. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized. I want to use the word immersed. Every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, to the remission of your sins. That's what is written in the 1611 King James Bible. I first just want to read which is written in the 1611 King James Bible. Peter says, repent. To baptize anybody or immersed anybody without repentance, you're actually taking a dry sinner and you're making him or her a wet sinner. They first have to repent. And you know what is the beauty about everything? They don't need to repent to you or to me. They can do that in their own time, in their own place, in their own bedroom, anywhere they want to. In their car. It can happen in a field. It can happen anywhere. Where the Ruach HaKodesh will convince you of sin and unrighteousness. And that is where you will repent. You will open your life unto Yahshua. Repent and be immersed. Alright, let's read what the 1611 King James Bible says. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. For the what? The remission of your sin. So it means that once you are baptized, you are cleansed from your sin. No, that's not what it means. Remission of your sins. The moment that I repent and I accept Yahshua as my Savior, immediately the blood of Yahshua cleanses me of all sin and unrighteousness. It's not the immersing part of it, the baptism part, that's going to cleanse me or clean me up. No. That's an act of obedience. To immerse is to bury the old person of sin. You remember Romans 6 verse 1 to 12 when we studied it? Shall we live in sin so that grace can abound? No. So what is immersing? It's an act of obedience. Burying the old person of sin. I'm a child molester, or I'm a rapist, or I can be anything. And I repent and I accept Yahshua as my Savior. I acknowledge the blood of Yahshua. I call it into my life. I receive the grace of redemption through the blood of redemption. Hallelujah. What happens? I'm cleansed from my sin. So it's not the water that's going to cleanse me. I'm not going to wash off my sins. Water can't wash off your sins. Otherwise it would have meant that for every day we need to be immersed. Because we have a shortfall. And actually Yahshua says, there's not one righteous person. He says not even himself. When he spoke. But the Bible says, he knew no sin. Yahshua knew no sin. He became sin by dying on a wooden cross or a Roman cross. Because the Bible says, cursed is he that dies on a Roman cross. So what do we find here? Peter is using the keys of salvation to unlock the kingdom of Yahshua unto these people in Jerusalem. On the day of Pentecost. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ to the remission of your sin. I'm just hammering on the name Jesus Christ as is written in the 1611 King James Bible and all the other Bibles. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So there's a bonus. There is a present. What is it? It's the gift of the Holy Spirit. There are 9 gifts, and it does not mean that if I only have one gift, I'm actually in less a standard of holiness than anybody else that's got all 9 gifts. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Corinthians 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, you go and study it in your own time. He says that Yahweh will give the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He will give it unto us as he thinks well. It's not, I can't work for it. I don't get it for a certain reason, or I just don't get it because I'm immersed. is a gift that Yahweh gives you to use to the glory of the name of Yahushua. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, I grew up in a Pentecostal environment since I was 11 months old, 9 months old. My father was saved in a Pentecostal church. And since I had my mind, I could remember how the Holy Spirit was poured out on the people and different things happened. People will fall in the Spirit and other people will speak in tongues and somebody else will interpret whatever they said. And we grew up with it and we never really knowing how do the Holy Spirit or the Ruach HaKodesh really function. We were told that we all had to speak in tongues. I can remember, and I grew up in it, and I was a pastor for 18 years, a local pastor for 18 years. I had congregations. And we were told that if you do not speak in tongues, you do not have the Holy Spirit. It was part of the dogma of the Protestant Pentecostal churches. If you do not speak in tongues, that's the sign that you have received the Holy Spirit. If you do not speak in tongues, you do not have the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to think about this, what I've just said. Make a discussion of this. I'm not going to give you the answers now. But if Yahweh's will, tomorrow morning, we will continue where I've just left off. Maranatha, Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.